This is a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast. This is Magic with a reply to The Saddened Elf on the topic concerning Hibernay. My condolences on being out of school, out of work, and out of things to do. And congratulations on being out of school, out of work, and out of things to do. I've got 2 out of 3 of those things going on right now. I never seem to run out of things to do. So, and I suspect, actually, if you think about it, you're probably not short of things to do either. Just sometimes it feels that way. That's one of the things, if I may reminisce a little here. I remember when I used to get bored. I remember, it's been so long, I can't remember the last time I was bored. It's been decades, I think. Life has been interesting, and, if you ever find yourself bored, really, there's always something to do, and, I don't want to go off on a tangent too far there. Condolences and congratulations on that. Before I go too much further, of course, especially my old homies on the Old Home Bulletin Board, we talk about, that's the thing, there's a bulletin board that is dedicated to this show, okay? There's actually a forum just for this, although they do talk about other animes and stuff, but when I go to Old Home, that's all I talk about is Hibernay, and quantum hibonics, and there's hibernology, and there's just the whole realm of Hibernay-related discussion, of course, one of the things there, especially for newcomers to the board, sometimes people show up at the board and they haven't seen the series yet. So there's this whole thing about spoilers and not revealing spoilers. And in the case of Hibernay Renmei, it's the kind of show where you probably don't want to know how it ends until you've, seen it yourself. Although, I'm the kind of guy that generally doesn't worry. So this is a long-winded way of saying if you haven't seen the show up to, say, about, episode 7 or 8 or so, then you might want to just kind of tune out. Of course, you might not want to. It's up to you. And if you find all this stuff silly, well, then don't worry about it. but yeah, you mentioned, some of the things that could be considered spoilers here. Let's just go down the list. Reki being sin-bound is the term you're looking for. Reki sin-bound. That's what the black feathers have to do with. And, of course, that's obviously a symbol and a metaphor. And, we find out that Reki actually was born that way. And there's the whole issue with the dye from the snow scale tree and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, Raka finds out more about this. And by the way, I'm going to do a little, an extra digression here because, this whole question of what's called wing rot with the darkening feathers, that's what we call it. They don't say that in the show, but that's what Hibernay fans often refer to it as, is the heartbreak of wing rot where your feathers turn black. I cover that in my novel, my fan fiction novel, and I didn't think of it as a novel when I started it, but when you're over 130,000 words, it's a novel. And that's one of the things I cover. And actually, I cover this whole issue with Raka and Reki having been sin-bound. And then, of course, there's some other Hibernay. I think what I'm going to do after this one, I think I'm going to do another episode of Concerning Hibernay that just talks about my novel, which is called Motto of Stone Mill. And motto means window in Japanese. I'll get into that later. But anyway, I've got a story. It's a sequel. And what's just a little teaser as to what that's about. My story, Abe's story, the original Hibernay Renmei, takes place in Old Home, which is a nest consisting of Hibernay girls. Mine takes place in Stone Mill, which is a boys-only nest. And, of course, for those who've watched, you might have found out, the abandoned factory, you probably know, episode 5, we find out about the abandoned factory nest, which is co-ed. So we kind of get a little different, and I'll tell you, Stone Mill is run a lot different from Old Home. It's completely different. It's all boys, and they have a completely different attitude about being hibernate, and I hope people will like it. But let's get back to this. one of the things about being sin-bound, of course, is the whole question of sin. And later on in the series, you'll find they address this in various ways. And, you know, there's different ways of looking at the whole concept of sin and redemption. Of course, the Christian way is one way, and there's the Buddhist way and the Hindu way, and there's all these different ways. Although I think even, you know, you can kind of meld them. There's certain kind of a karma, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. You know, the golden rule. In this case, though, what we find is that Hibernate are born into, and again, I don't want to go too far into spoiler territory here, but it becomes a little clearer as the show goes on that all the Hibernate have issues from their previous lives, that they're trials, it could be thought of. And Reki has hers, and Raka has hers, and all the Hibernate have their trials. And it's possible to fail. Not all Hibernate succeed in their trials, but I don't want to go too far down that road. You'll find out. Let's see. Ah, these questions. If Reki was born sinful or unable to achieve her day of flight. Oh, yeah. You know, I can't answer that. I'm afraid I'm not at liberty to say. I think what you'll find, you know, be patient as you go through and watch the show. And I'm not saying all of the questions will be answered, but you get hints. And see, that's one of the reasons I've watched this show so many times, because there are hints, and some of them are very subtle. You know, you look, and oh, by the way, I would like to make a point about the first 5 episodes that people call so boring. When you've seen the whole show and then you go back, you've seen the whole series and you go back and look at the first several episodes, there are clues galore just all throughout every scene. There's a clue in every scene, I'm telling you. You know, if you think, oh, yeah, pancakes and carrots and the whole thing with the house mother. No, I'll tell you, there are clues in there. And just, you'll see. You'll see. This is so cool. I'm so happy for you that you're going through this for the first time. Let's see. Serial Experiments Lane. Yeah, of course, after seeing this show, I wanted to find out more about Abby's work, and I've seen Serial Experiments Lane. I've seen that about, I'd say, five times now I've seen that series. And also there's Nea Under 7, and I haven't seen that yet. I'm kind of waiting for, you know, the price to come down on the sets for those, and then I'll undoubtedly pick that up too, because I just love Abby's style, so, you know. From what I understand, you know, it's not a Hibernate Renmei, but it's still kind of a heartwarming little show. But Lane, Serial Experiments Lane, that is a whole other animal. Actually, Abe's buddy Ueda and some other folks that he works with were the creators of Lane. And then Abe did the character designs, but he didn't do the story for Lane, although I'm sure he might have had a hand in some various creative elements of it. But and we see crows, you know, in the beginning of the opening credits, which, of course, is something of an Abe trademark. But where Hibernate Renmei is a drama that, you know, features cute little Hibernate, and, you know, their trials, and it's dramatic. Serial Experiments Lane, and I never really realized it the first few times I saw it, but it's a horror show. Serial Experiments Lane is a horror show, and it's not really obvious at first, because, you know, it's a show, you know, one of the things about Abe, he seems to always, you know, their shows, you know, revolve around Japanese schoolgirls, and that's what Lane is. She's, you know, Lane Iwakura, and she's a, you know, schoolgirl with a, but, and you could call this a magical girl story, Serial Experiments Lane, but there's a little more to it than that. You've seen it, so you know what I'm talking about. That's a show that you can chew on at length, and very, very multi-layered and convoluted and, you know, tricky little piece of writing there. But I don't want to get too far off on that. In fact, who knows? Maybe I'll do something on Serial Experiments Lane. But again, it's not like I'm really a big anime fan. I just really like this one. And I like Serial Experiments Lane, but, you know, it's a different genre. It's a different kind of thing. Although I should say I do really like that show. I really do like Serial Experiments Lane. But Hibernate Red May, oh, it's just class by itself. Anyway, I think I've droned on long enough. And the opening theme there, by the way, is the vocal version of Free Bird, which is the song that is played from the opening credits. And it sounds really good. I just played the opening part there. And I'm going to play, on the way out, Kana's theme from the Image album. And, of course, Kana is my favorite Hibernate. So, I have to kind of, throw in a little plug for her. Anyway, this has been Magic with a reply to the Saddened Elf on the topic of concerning Hibernate here in a BelowTopSecret.com member podcast reply.